This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Blues Focus TV for another episode of View from the Away End. I am joined tonight by QPR fan and member of the W12 podcast, Ben. Ben, how are you, mate?
Yes, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Yes, all good, thank you. Thank you very much for joining me this evening ahead of our game on Saturday. Clash at the bottom of the table, big six-pointer for both sides. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, though, I'd like to find out a bit more about yourself. So how did you start to support QPR? How long have you been following them? And all that good stuff, really.
Yeah, well, it's a family legacy, unfortunately, where it's passed on. You know, it's not something that you choose, I guess, to go and support QPR, especially in London when you got all the big teams around. But actually, saying that, back in the sort of 90s, the older generation, remember, QPR were pretty decent back then. We were a top London club in the sort of start of the Premier League era. So that was when I first really started going. So at the time, it was a good, you know, it was a fairly big club. But as time's progressed, we've digressed as a club, I guess. But yeah, been going 30 years, Hammersmith area. So very unfortunately nice. For my sins, we
But yeah, no, it's I mean, especially recently, things haven't been too great for yourselves. I mean, talk me through your season so far. So I remember at the start, I mean, the last time we played you, I remember we beat yourselves 2-0 at our place. And I believe you were top of the table at the time. And since then, things have gone downhill quite heavily. So talk us through your season.
Yeah, I was there that night. It wasn't a great night. And that was the start. Some of the QPR fans say that was the start of our really bad run, which was really ironic and weird. But season, we got rid of Mike. We didn't renew Warburton. Mark Warburton's contract in the summer, which was contentious because he's a pretty solid manager. But we had a real dismal end to the season. Last season, January, February time, we were second, looking like we were at least going to get the playoffs. And then we went on another losing run. We won two in like 14 again. So he left in the summer. Nicky Beale joined in. Michael Beale. Steve Gerrard's assistant now at Rangers. Everything was rosy, really. He brought in some seemingly good loans in Tyler Roberts, you know, Ethan Laird, brought in Leon Balogun. We brought in a youth, Kenneth Powell, on the left back, who was at PSV. He had Chair and Willick performing at the highest level, which when they get going, they're really good football players. So everything was really good. We were top in October, and then the link came with Wolves. I don't know if you remember, he got linked to the Wolves job. And ever since then, we've just been on a downward spiral. If you looked at the league table since that moment, I think Birmingham was like one of the games in between there. It's literally a downwards trend ever since then. He obviously left to go to Rangers on a bit of a, you know, with, you know, he said that he wanted to stay and he wasn't going to jump ship and, it, you know, this is a project and all that. And then he left 2 weeks later to go to Rangers. Got in Neil Critchley and who's similar to Beal, they're friends. I think the club thought maybe that bringing him in, there wouldn't be that big transition and he could just pick up where he left off. But it didn't go like that. He won one game in 14. We lost to Fleetwood in the cup. And now we've got Gareth Ainsworth in, who's a completely different manager to the other two. And he's trying to pick the boys up. And we've got a horrendous injury list. All the players I've just mentioned that Beal brought in, not one of them has played since he's gone, pretty much. So we've got Chair and Willicker out injured as well. Dykes has been with pneumonia. He only came back last week. So we have been real down to the bare bones. We've got two 19-year-olds playing fullback. So it's not been great. We managed to get a win at the weekend against Watford somehow.
Yes.
I mean, they were really poor, really poor. You played them recently, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes, yeah. They weren't poor against us. They battered us 3-0. So a bit of a polar opposite result for us.
Yeah, they weren't great against us. Not at all. They couldn't pass the ball, which really... And then going into Tuesday, we thought, right, we just needed to beat Blackpool and we'd be safe. And then we go and do that. I mean... 3-0 down within 10 minutes, 6-1. I mean, I don't know what Gareth Ainsworth does this weekend, but that's pretty much...
Yeah.
Sorry to go on, but our season's been... There's a lot's right. happened.
I know. I can't quite believe it because I knew when we last played you, you were doing pretty well and I'm not a person, you know, Blues are normally right down there, so I don't want to check the table too often, but sometimes I just have a look and I couldn't believe it because I knew you'd had a bit of a decline and I knew you were down there, but I didn't realise things were that bad for you. Looking at the table, we've won the exact amount of games, drawn the exact amount of games and lost the exact amount of games. And as you said, compare that to, you know, November, December time when you were like top three. I mean, it just must be awful to watch. I mean, in terms of like, I know you've said you've had a few injuries of late and obviously a few managers has changed. You obviously went from Critchley to now Gareth Ainsworth, but can you just pinpoint, is it the injuries? Is it the constant changing of managers? Are just things that unsettled at QPR?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question and one that we often talk about on our pod ourselves, trying to understand and pick at the bones and to know where the issue lies. But as I said earlier on, you know, we had the similar run last season, at the end of last season, we won 2 in 14. Previous season to that, we won 1 in like 9 or 10. So it's not something. It's something that's fundamentally in the club. When we are struggling, we seem to just fall off a cliff every time, every season. So I think there's something within the club's mentality and attitude. The change of managers never helps, and the injuries don't help either. We could field a better eleven of injuries than we will do on Saturday, which just tells you everything that you need to know, really. Our main back four is out. The back four that got us top is all out. Yeah, so not great, mate.
Do you know the reason for these injuries? Do you know why these injuries are coming up? Just overplaying or like squad depth? Have you not got enough depth?
If everyone's fit, then yeah. But I mean, if you've got 11 players out injured, how much squad depth more can you have than that? Why these players... I mean, a lot of hamstrings. It seems to be everyone's out with hamstrings, so I don't know. I reckon, and it's a personal view, that a couple of people are not up for the fight. You know, some people like Tyler Roberts has come in and he probably thought we were going to be up there and we're now fighting relegation. He seems to get an injury every week, comes back for 20 minutes, and then you don't see him for another 6. So, yeah, mate, it's a bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a shame injuries have killed your season, really, because I was going to ask you one of my later questions was going to be, who should we as Blues fans be looking out for at the weekend? Who are your real threats? But if you're saying Elias Chair's injured, Chris Willick's injured, lots of players are injured. I mean, who should we be looking out for at the weekend as your real threats?
Yeah, we don't have much, mate, I'm telling you. I'm not just saying that. I mean, Elias Chair's close to coming back. We might see him on the bench or come in, or I'm not too sure. I mean, we've got Lyndon Dykes up front and Chris Martin. Chris Martin, we've had to rope him in as a free in the last, you know, in February because we're that short. We've got Jamal Lowe, who can be pretty decent on his day. But again, I'm not too sure he's up for the fight on loan from Bournemouth. He's not been great the last few weeks, but I'd say them three are pretty good, pretty decent. But outside of that, mate, there's not a lot.
Yeah. I've been looking at some of your recent results here. I mean, obviously the 6-1 loss at Blackpool, but you did beat Watford 1-0, 3-1 against Rotherham, a 3-1 loss, 3-1 loss to Blackburn, 3-1 loss to Middlesbrough. So although you are conceding a lot of goals, those last 5-6 games, you have scored goals as well. So where are those goals coming from?
Yeah, a couple of penalties, mate, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, Lyndon Dykes and Chris Martin at home will probably cause you some trouble up front. They're quite physical. You know, we'll get balls. Gareth Ainsworth, I'm sure, will go long. We've got a couple of lads that do long throws, which is something that I hate watching at Loftus Road, is clubs that do that. And we've suddenly just turned into this team. We've got a youngster who can throw it really far, and he's doing that. And we've got the big lads. So you'll see us do a bit of that, I would have thought, on Saturday. But I think Gareth Ainsworth just trying to get some points on the board, because we're not a million miles. We probably need a couple of wins, just like yourself, a couple of wins and a draw. We'll probably 48 points. We'll probably see you safe, I'd say. So he's got to do what he's got to do, I guess. So probably the two lads up front, three lads up front, Lowe, Martin and Dykes, that'll probably be where the goals come from if we do score.
Yeah, it's funny you touch on the long throws, because we have a player called Mark Roberts, been at the club for the last 4 or 5 years, and often when he's on the pitch, he uses a long throw, and us as fans as well, we hate it, because he seems to do it maybe 3 or 4 times a game. In the last 4 or 5 years, we've been using the long throw, and I'd say it's probably worked once, or a goal has come off the back of it. It's such a pain, isn't it? You just want them to go short and get the ball into the box, but I think because they're so loopy and they're so easy for the keeper to either collect or defenders to clear, it just doesn't work, does it?
Well, it causes a bit of chaos, and then everyone thinks, it might work, and it just never does. Know what I mean? Like,
there's no point.
Someone will kick it out.
Cannot stand it. But I mean, looking at your results again, you seem to be conceding an awful lot of goals at the moment. Is that just the amount of injuries at the back, or is it the way you set up? Is it just your style of play? You're more attacking side.
Probably no. I'd just say our whole back, main back, like we've got Ethan Laird, Clark Salter, Balogun, and Kenneth Powell, all have been injured, and that's our back four. That's actually our back four. And when we concede a couple, we don't seem to come back. So I'd say if you score first on Saturday, there's a good chance you'll win the game.
Yeah. And you mentioned Jake Clark-Salter there, and I want to ask you about him, because he obviously was on loan with Blues a season or two ago prior to his injury. What's he been like for you?
Injured, mate. He'll play a couple of games. Good defender. I like him. When he plays, we're better. We're much more solid. But he'll play for two games, and you won't see him for four. He'll play for two, and you won't see him for six. And that's been it. He's played about 8 games, 9 games this season, something like that. That's been the pattern. Yeah, so he's out injured again on Saturday. I don't know when he'll be back.
I mean, how do you set up? What sort of formation do you use? How do you sort of play? Are you a team who likes to press, get forward, get balls into the box? How do you play?
Well, we have been playing 4-2. It's difficult. We play the 3 up front, and then the 3 in midfield, and then the 4 at the back. But the midfield sort of sometimes is 1-2 or 2-1. The last 2 games, we've moved to 5 at the back. We put Sam Field, who's a centre midfielder, in centre half, because that's all we've got, and it worked at Watford, right? Which is great. And we were solid. Watford were poor, and then it just didn't work away at Blackpool. So I really don't know which way we'll go. Whether we'll stick with the five, I'd imagine he probably will, but you could see us go back to a 4.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that. You probably don't want to talk about it for too long, but that 6-1 against Blackpool. What went wrong, honestly? Because I was checking the scores, because obviously we're keeping close tabs on you being near us, and seeing you 3-0 down in the first 15-20 minutes or whatever, it's awful.
Yeah, well, we conceded the penalty in 15 seconds.
Really?
So the ball came over from kickoff. Lads crossed it in, and our players handballed it. I mean, it wasn't a penalty, but EFL refs, right? It's ridiculous.
And then
our goalkeeper drops it right to a player who just kicks it in. Once you're 3-0 down, it's that when you're away from home, no going back, is there?
No, absolutely not. I want to ask you about a few more positive things, though, as a QPR fan, because despite recently things not being too good. You have had some, you had a very good start to the season and had some decent moments. Are there any sort of highlights in terms of your season? One that stands out to me, actually, and I was doing a bit of research before this and I completely forgot about it, was Senny Dieng's goal against Sunderland in the that 90th minute equaliser. I mean, what a moment that was.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, that was a great moment. I mean, we've had a couple of really good wins. We were top of the league in October. We won 3-0 away at home to Cardiff. That was the game that, since then, I think that we, I'm not sure if we played you straight after or you were the first away game after that. But yeah, mate, that was a good game. I was there that night. It was really good. We thought that we were going to be invincible, honestly, at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, if you'd have told me then that we'd be fighting relegation and losing 6-1 to Blackpool, I'd be like, what?
It's mental, isn't it? It's absolutely mental. Yeah. I mean, in terms of Gareth Ainsworth, so he came in around February time, didn't he? I mean, what are your thoughts on him as a manager?
He's a bit of a QPR legend because he played like, you know, over 250 games for the club. So and he was a great football player as well. So he's got that legacy, and he's so the fans. So it was a. It's harsh to say the board knew what they were doing, bringing in a fan favourite, but kind of there were protests going on, and they've sort of gone quiet now. So they've done well there. What do I think of him? I think he's been dealt a really poor hand. He's come in and we won 1-4-13 or 14 again, whatever it is, and we've got half the squad out injured. So it's tough for him, and he's just trying to win. I think we're all at a place where we're going to hold our opinion until probably the start of next season, because whatever happens, he'll be in charge next season, you know, because, you know, League One, I mean, he's experienced there. So he'll be in charge, but it feels a bit like hoofball. And I don't know whether that's to do with because of the personnel or whether that's the style. It's difficult. He says it's not him. He wants to play differently, but he can only play with what he's got. So,
of course. And I've got to ask you, I'm sure you've seen it. I've got to ask you about that video. I've seen it a few times now, banded about on Twitter with that bloke coming in and just making a load of noises. And I mean, what on earth was that all about?
Well, it doesn't look great, does it? I mean,
it really doesn't.
I think the thinking behind it was the team unity and the culture of New Zealand and what they do. And that hacker is something that many clubs have done. We're told like quite high. I mean, it's probably not filmed and put all over social media like we did, which is stupid. But the guy who did it has done like massive clubs around Europe, the same sort of thing. Oh, really? So I don't know. It is a bit weird though. The fact the players didn't look like they were enjoying it.
Yeah. I was going to say, it was more the players' reactions. Like, I expected like maybe a few laughs or a bit of atmosphere from them, but they just look stunned and confused. But oh, what a brilliant video that is. I've watched it a few times now and I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah, mate, it's not great.
Yes, in terms of, so let's say you do stay up next season then or go down, whatever happens to you next season, are you happy with Ainsworth still being in charge? Do you want him still in charge?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's unfair for him to. You can't get rid of another manager. We'll be on to your fourth then. He's hoping that all the players that are injured will be coming back soon. That's what he's thinking after the international break, that we should have like four or five back. And if we do, then we should be okay, which may or may not be true. I don't know. But yeah, I'm happy with it. Yeah, I mean, there'll be changes at board level. We've got Les Ferdinand, who is the DFO, Director of Football. Yeah. He's getting a lot of stick at the moment. He could be gone, I think, possibly. But look, you know, the owners, we've got great owners, really, in relation to the fact that they pump in so much money into the club. They've just made really poor decisions, but it's one of them, isn't it? The devil, it's better the devil you know with what you've seen out. I mean, you'll know that with owners and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
What they can do to the clubs.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to ask you about those because, I mean, our owners have not been great since coming in around 2014. We're a bit of a mess off the pitch and everything. But, I mean, you mentioned protests there. Are those protests, as you said, are they purely because of poor decision-making? It's not the lack of investment or the way the clubs run. It's purely just incorrect decisions. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the board put in the owners put in like $2 million a month to keep us afloat. I mean, without that, we'd be really in trouble. But they've wasted a lot of money. I mean, we got the easy money that we got a couple of seasons ago. We blew that away with a couple of really poor, sorry, Macaulay Bond, I believe, we got him from Charlton for like 3 million, 2.5 million. We let him go on a free in January. And that was two seasons ago. So stuff like that. There's a couple of players that we also bought in that we wasted. We wasted all the Premier League money as well. That was like 7-8 years ago. We wasted all of that. So I think the protests were aimed at just the way the clubs run. But I always say that sometimes with owners, you just got to be careful. But Les Ferdinand could be the one that gets the bullet, I think, come the summer.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do people want the owners out then? Do they want a change in ownership?
Some people do, some people don't. Like I said, they're not. It's not like everybody's on board to get rid of them. People understand that we need them. But at the same time, sometimes you can strike gold with an owner, can't you? It's one of them, isn't it? Like, you just don't know. Like, they could all come in singing and dancing. You get them in and then they don't invest any money, or they don't have the money. Because the thing is with the Championship is you can't spend it. No, even if you've got it, you can't spend it, because it's all to do with FPP and all that, FFP.
In terms of your future then, so my first question to you would be, do you think you'll stay up this season? And then say you do stay up or you go down, just what does the future look like for QPR, do you think?
I think we've got you next and Wigan next, Wigan away. That's our next two games. If we can get 4 points from that or more, I think we'll be okay. If we lose both, then we're bang in trouble. I mean, we are gonna get some players back injured, so we might be okay. Like, I don't know what you think, but whether you think you're safe or how many points you think you need, but I think we only need a couple of wins. And there's, you know, when you look at our fixtures, there's definitely a couple of wins in there. I was going to ask for a point. I'm kind of relying on points deductions. I know Reading are looking like they're going to get some. We're going to get some. Are you guys getting some as well?
Yeah, so we've had two charges recently from the EFL, both just regarding ownership issues. Not a lot's been published in terms of what those two charges will look like, whether there'll be fines, point deductions this season or next season. You're right in that. I think Reading 6 and Wigan's 3, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But I mean, looking at the table, you are right. We've spoken about it on our podcast a few times. I mean, Wigan are on 33, Huddersfield are on 33, and Blackpool are on 35. So we're both around 7 points clear from the drop. Don't get me wrong, both of us are definitely not safe yet. There's still work to be done, but I think probably around 48, 49 points will both be safe. So you're right, a couple of wins and a draw. I mean, what are you thinking for the weekend then in terms of score prediction?
I don't know, mate.
It's a tough one. It is a tough one. Yeah,
I really don't know. We could lose 3-0 to you guys. I know that might seem mad to you, but we could really easily. But we might grind out a 1-0 or 2-0 win or something like that, you know. So a draw, possibly 1-1 is what I said to someone this morning. So maybe that. But look, mate, I would go there with a bit of confidence. I mean, you'll see this as a good opportunity for you to pick up some points as well. So.
Yeah,
I don't know what state you're looking like. What are you in?
Yeah, like? I mean, we've been struggling big time as well recently, to be fair. We did get a good result against Rotherham on the weekend, 2-0. We both won on the weekend, but then we had a poor result against Watford, which was a 3-0. I mean, since the World Cup, we've sort of been in a similar boat to you, really, in that prior to the World Cup, around November, December time, we were looking pretty good. And since then, certainly after the World Cup, things have just significantly crashed and gone downhill for us. So I'm probably in a similar boat to you in that I'm probably thinking, you know, it's such a tricky one because, as I said, we've both won the same amount of games, drawn the same amount of games, lost the same amount of games. We're both conceding a lot of goals, not scoring a lot of goals. It's such a tricky one. I think probably a point is I'll just about be happy with a point. I could probably see a point apiece. Sadly, we're really struggling for goals at the moment, and very rarely a game goes by where we don't concede one or two.
Probably be 0-0 on Saturday.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me at all, and I don't think I'd be too opposed to a 0-0. I mean, looking at your goal, I always see goal difference as an extra point, and we're quite lucky in that we've got a -9, and I think from the bottom, from 17 and below, we've got the best. To be fair, you're on -20, which is quite a heavy goal. I know Blackpool certainly didn't help with that.
Yeah, mate, last few weeks has killed us, mate. We lost, like I said, 3-1 three times, 6-1. So, yeah, mate, not good. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, if we are relying on goal difference to stay up, then we deserve to go down considering where we were. So, you know, it's one of them.
I guess my final question to you then is, you said you've got owners who are happy to invest. So, do you think your team could be looking quite different come next season? Because when I looked at your team earlier, quite a few of the names I recognised. I don't think it looked, you might disagree, but I didn't think it looked too different from last season. Do you think it could change heavily over the summer investment?
Yeah, I think so, mate. Yeah, I think Gareth Ainsworth will want to put his own players and I don't think we've got much money again to play with. We've invested quite a lot of money in loans. We had some really high-profile loans over the last couple of seasons, which cost us quite a bit of money. We haven't spent an awful lot, but we do spend quite a bit of wages, which we won't be able to do next season, apparently. So although we're not we're getting closer to FFP, the 30, is it 36, 39 million over three seasons. So I think that we'll be relying on Gareth Ainsworth to bring in some players from sort of the lower leagues. We'll still rely on a few frees and loans from the Premiership. I think that's how we'll go again next season.
Of course, yeah. No, absolutely.
How's John Eustace doing? Because there was rumours that when we sacked Critchley that we approached or that we made some sort of approach.
I do remember that, yeah, and you've reminded me of that because I forgot, to be honest. John Eustace is very mixed opinion in terms of, I guess, the point of view from Blues fans. Funny enough, I saw a poll on Twitter about a week ago saying Eustace in, Eustace out, and it was a 50-50 split. I think the majority of fans are definitely very upset with the results of late because, as I said, we really have been horrific recently, both on the pitch and off the pitch as well, which isn't Eustace's fault, of course. I do quite like him. He's proven he can get results, and it's a funny one. I said this last night. We'll have the odd performance where we'll just go on a 3-4 game losing streak and then we'll just pull a result out of the bag from nowhere. So like Rotherham at the weekend, don't know if you remember the 2-0 against West Brom for us, which was a fantastic result. So yeah, he's a bit of a funny one. It's not really working at Blues, but I can 100% see it working somewhere else. I do think he's probably I think Championship League One level is about his level at the moment. And I do want it to work for him, to be fair, because he seems like a good bloke. And as I said, he's proven he can get results. But I do remember, he was close to coming to you, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think we inquired about a few people, and I think Eustace was one of them because obviously he's known quite well within the hierarchy at the club. So,
of course. But yeah, that's all my questions for you, Ben. So thank you very much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. Where can people find that or find your podcast if they want to find out all about
just type in W12 podcast on any social network and stream, or even on any podcast, you know Spotify, Amazon, Apple, stuff like that. You can give it a listen. And I was gonna say good luck for the season, not for Saturday, but
of course.
The away day, so.
Yes, no, it is a good little away day. But thank you very much, Ben, for joining me. Really do appreciate it. Thank you very much for yourselves watching at home. I hope you did enjoy. And we'll see you on Saturday at QPR. Keep right on, guys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share box ready to go. Your mates are already booked for double dipping. And you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.